It's the biggest sports show for your Saturday morning.
We've got it all covered for you right here.
Joey Montagna, Jay-Z Clark, Emma Friedman, and everything sport.
A tomato or a barbecue sauce?
Look, I hate barbecue sauce.
Too sweet?
It's the most rank thing.
Is it?
This
I'm a spicy red meat.
It's Triple M's Dead Set Legends.
Wonder why they are considered premiership favourites at the moment. Their captain, Dale Finucane, has been absolutely brilliant again in 2021, and he joins us now. Dale, congratulations on the win on Thursday, but also on your own form over the last couple of months. It's been amazing to see.
Oh, thanks, Emma. Thanks for having me on. It's yeah, it was quite an unexpected scoreline on the weekend. You know, typically Roosters are, you know, well known for their defence, but, you know, obviously our attacking Priorities has done well for us this year, so looking to continue that into next week.
It's a bit of an understatement, Dale. Your attack has been unbelievable, particularly in recent weeks. How is it going so well? How is it just functioning on all cylinders where everybody is scoring, and even yourself, mate, 2 tries in 2 weeks. Mate, scoring machine, you are there.
Yeah.
Scoring machine.
Yeah, no, don't worry. I surprised myself as well. I think the fact that we've had, you know, our spine together for a reasonable length of time now. Obviously, adding Nico Hines in there, getting his opportunity at the beginning of the year, obviously with Ryan Pappenhausen's injury. But, you know, I think just the cohesion of having those guys together for a decent amount of time has helped our spine click. And, you know, I guess the communication that goes in around that, you know, to help our spine players as well, it's really clicked for us this year.
Hey, congratulations, Dale. I thought you guys were one of Australia's best sporting stories last year, how you handled the, the move up to the northern part of Australia, of course, taking your families, but sort of leaving your hometown of Melbourne. And then again, now, so what have you been away for? Is it 46 days or 40 odd days? You've just come back. What is the secret to your club's success away from home, on the road? Because the way you just handled that over the best part of 12 months now has been exceptional.
Yeah, I think, you know, going back to last year where we spent, you know, a four-month period on the Sunshine Coast, you know, given that we were only meant to spend, I think, a fortnight there initially, yeah, and then obviously relocated the family. So, you know, a similar thing happened this year, you know, but we obviously were only there for a seven-week period this time. So, you know, I think just the team's ability and the club's ability to just overcome and adapt what's put in front of us. Obviously, it's, you know, testing times, not just in a footy sense, but in community at the moment. Mm-hmm. So, you know, I think the club's been really good at, as I said, overcoming and adapting whatever's been put in front of us, because, you know, a lot of it's out of our control. So we just have to grit and bear whatever happens. But in terms of the football and the playing group, that's sort of something that's, you know, been really good as well. Obviously, we've, you know, travelled. I think we were, you know, Sunshine Coast, and then flew back to Melbourne, and then we flew back to Newcastle game day travel. So it was pleasing to see our Origin guys come back and as a team perform so well, given that, you know, we'd had so much trouble recently.
You have played 4 games for the Blues, you just mentioned, Dale. What about the celebrations after their victory on Sunday night? Of course, one game to play, a dead rubber, possibly in Melbourne at Amy Park, we're hearing. But I'm sure there was quite a few cans of Tui's news drunk on Sunday.
It's funny, it's a different type of celebration, obviously, you know, given what's going on and the teams being in bubbles at the moment. So obviously restricted to, you know, certain parts of the hotel. But certainly enjoyed a couple of beers on the enjoying the occasion and, you know, celebrating a series win. But, you know, while that's great, it's, you know, for the Blues, it'd be great to have a clean sweep there and go all three. So fingers crossed the boys can get through on next Wednesday.
Speaking of attacks that fire, that New South Wales team. Boy,
oh, dear
boy.
Me.
Hey, Dale, Jay-Z loves to ask the tough questions here on the show. He always makes me pick one. We've been having a debate behind the scenes. I mean, you have to get off the fence here and answer this to just help solve a riddle. Who is Melbourne Storm's best player out of Cam Munster, Ryan Pappenhausen, and Josh Addo-Carr? If you were going into a grand final tomorrow night and you can only take one of those three into a grand final,
they're not listening.
Who are you taking? They're not listening. It's just between us to help settle an argument.
So Joshy, Paps, and who's the last one?
Matt Munster.
Munster. Jesus Christ. You're giving me a tough decision, mate.
Pick one.
I go the Fox. He's too fast.
Yes. Good. Yeah. All right. Yeah, that's
how
him.
Many
you
hat
win.
Tricks has he had this week, this year, Dale? It's been amazing.
Yeah, what's that, sorry?
How many hat tricks has he had this year?
Oh, Yeah, I know. I just saw the other day that he'd scored 19 tries and he's sitting at the top of the try scoring list. So he's outstanding. And one of those games he'd scored 6 tries as well, which has obviously never been done for 70 odd years, I think it was. So he's killing it this year.
Yeah, we did speak to Josh that Saturday morning afterwards. Sounded a little bit scratchy, to be honest, but he was in great form as per usual. Hey, Dale, we really appreciate your time this morning and we're cheering you on for the rest of the season with the Melbourne Storm.
No worries. Thanks, guys. Thanks for having me on.
Hey, Dale.
Dale Finucane there, captain of the Melbourne Storm, one of the nicest guys in
rippers.
Rugby league.
Are they all rippers?
They're all really nice guys.
Triple M's Dead Set Legends is done for another day.
And it was a great week, wasn't it, Joey?
I liked it. I did like my own work this morning.
That was good.
Get even more Joey, Jay-Z and Emma by downloading the Listener app.